The candidates, the campaigns, and party leaders are still at it, making all sorts of claims aimed at propping up their candidates and causes while knocking down the other side. In recent days, Elvis impersonators and Nazis have found their way into the conversation. WSF's Steve Newborn checks in with Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida for a look at who's saying what about whom.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio has always opposed same-sex marriage, and when he was asked if he'd work to overturn the recent Supreme Court ruling, he said he doesn't think the Constitution gives the federal government the power to regulate marriage. Here's what he told NBC's Meet the Press.
If you want to change the definition of marriage, then you need to go to state legislatures and get them to change it. Because states have always defined marriage, and that's why some people get married in Las Vegas by an Elvis impersonator. And in Florida, you got to wait a couple days when you get your permit. Every state has different marriage laws.
So let's talk marriage with PolitiFact Florida's Katie Sanders. Hey, Katie.
Hey there.
So is he right? Does the right to regulate marriages rest at the state and local level and not with the federal government?
You know, Marco Rubio generally has a point about marriage laws being defined at the state level. However, he's really disguising the fact here that the Supreme Court has, on numerous occasions, not just over the summer with gay marriage, intervened and essentially defined marriage with their decisions.
Now, the Supreme Court has overturned a lot of state rules regarding interracial marriage, that sort of thing, in the past. So there's a precedent that has been set before the same-sex marriage ruling.
Exactly. So the example about interracial marriage bans, that has to do with the 1967 Supreme Court decision in Loving versus Virginia. And a lot of these decisions come down to the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. We found a few other examples. One of them, it wasn't a case I had heard of, Body versus Connecticut in the 70s. The court found a Connecticut law requiring poor people to pay a fee to get divorced violated the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment.
Didn't he say he would also appoint Supreme Court justices who will interpret the Constitution as originally constructed, which basically means if he's elected, he'd take the long view of eventually overturning the same-sex marriage ruling?
Well, Chuck Todd really tried to pin down Rubio on this point during his interview on Meet the Press, and Rubio didn't really say he was going to work to overturn it actively because it is the current law, but he did say that he would appoint justices who he thought would eventually, in his view, interpret the Constitution correctly. So we rated this claim half true.
All right. In keeping with our Marco Rubio theme, Democratic Party Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of South Florida says it's not only Donald Trump who wants to keep Muslims from entering the country.
Marco Rubio, after the Paris attacks, said, you know, it's not only that we should be considering internment. He actually suggested that maybe we should close down cafes and diners where Muslims gather, and in fact compared them to the Nazi Party.
Wow, that's some heavy stuff, Katie. Did Rubio actually say those things about Muslims?
No, he did not. Wasserman Schultz is really making several pretty grave accusations about what Rubio has said, especially with internment camps. We found no examples of Rubio calling for that. Even the Democratic National Committee spokesperson tried to brush it off by saying, oh, she was confused. She was thinking of Donald Trump's comments. But that's not an excuse in our books.
Now, the comment about shutting down cafes, this was really just places where jihad, for lack of a better word, was being incited?
So Wasserman Schultz was kind of suggesting that Rubio wanted to just flat out close diners and cafes where Muslims gather. And that's not what he has said. He has talked about maybe if they're gathering at these places and we know they're planning attacks, maybe we should shut them down.
All right. How about her comment regarding the Nazi Party? Was that also taken out of context?
Rubio was talking about the Nazis and ISIS in the same breath. He was trying to use an analogy to suggest it would have been ridiculous to avoid using the word Nazis during World War II out of fear of offending some Germans who were not violent. But that doesn't make what Wasserman Schultz said any more accurate.
All right, Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida. That's a real Debbie Downer, isn't it?
Yeah, Debbie Wasserman Schultz gets our worst rating, pants on fire.
Are fish swimming in the streets of Miami as a result of global warming? Who said that? And is it true? Check in with PolitiFact Florida at WUSFnews.org.